The new parliament has been expanded from 400 to 550 members. It includes members from the former transitional government called the SPLM in government, or SPLM IG, the SPLM in opposition, the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, or SOA, the other political parties, or OPP, and the former detainees. The former transitional government nominated 332 members. The SPLM-IO nominated 128 members, and the SOA has 50 members. The OPP has 30 representatives, while the former detainees have 10. Lama Cole, head of the National Democratic Movement, a member of the umbrella opposition group, South Sudan Opposition Alliance, says the parliament should have been reconstituted last year according to the agreement. He says the other parties to the agreement submitted their nominations last year, but President Salva Kiir's party delayed the entire process because they had not nominated their members. Akol says the president dissolved parliament on Sunday to impress Ambassador Donald Booth, the U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan, and Ambassador Bob Fairweather, the U.K. Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan, who arrived in Juba on Saturday, and to show that progress is being made on implementing the peace deal. Akol says the parliament should have been reconstituted in February of last year.
So we are now implementing activities of the pre-transitional period rather than implementing the activities of the transitional period. So you can see that 18 months have gone, we are still talking about formation of government. Then we should have done this about 16 months before that. So you can see that there is no political will to implement the peace agreement. And the time is ticking, you know. And we heard them, of course, they were talking about extending the transitional period. Now, what do you mean by extension when you have done nothing?
James O'Cook, a senior research fellow and political analyst at the Juba-based Center for Strategic Policy Studies, speaking via WhatsApp from Khartoum, says responding to the agreement's obligations at this late date is not very helpful. He says he does not expect the bloated parliament to work in the interests of South Sudanese people because lawmakers are appointed and a majority of them have been recycled from the old parliament.
We know their attitude and we know their behaviors, and the best they are going to tax from the country is demanding for loans. You may call it car loans or also for medical treatment bill. And this will really consume a lot of money from the government, given the fact that this parliament has been expanded to 550 members. And also, we are not expecting much performance from them because they will not have a conducive space to operate.
O'Cook says if this parliament wants to be reconsidered a real parliament meant for the people, the legislators should follow the constitution and the country's laws so they can be a check on the executive branch of government.
That means this parliament should start impeaching the ministers and the members of the executive who do not respect the public property and who do not respect the laws in the country. And then fire them from the government and tell the executive to bring in those who respect the law and those who respect service delivery to the citizen of South Sudan. That's the only time I would say that we have a real parliament.
Juba resident Oliver Joseph says although the parties took a long time to reconstitute the parliament, he is glad it has finally happened. Joseph says he wants the new MPs to discuss how to restore total peace, noting that fighting continues in parts of the country.
We need those appointed to look at how we can coexist again. They should raise up those issues in parliament and how we can come up with the strategies to calm the situation in those different areas. Second of all, we need to look at education as a whole. We need to add more budget into the education system, right from down to up.
Analysts say the lack of functioning legislature over the past several months has made it nearly impossible to pass laws or approve sweeping reforms stipulated in the revitalized peace agreement. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.